You're listening to Control Talk Now, the Smart Buildings Podcast.
With the man, the myth, the legend.
The legend.
Ken Smyers and Eric Stromquist.
Control Talk Now, the weekly podcast with building automation and smart building control news you can use.
Now, here's Eric.
Hi, welcome to Control Talk Now for the week ending December 20th, 2015. My name is Eric Stromquist. This is Control Talk Now, your smart buildings videocast and podcast, where we talk about all things smart controls. I am joined, as usual, by my co-host, the man, the myth, the legend, the one, the only football playing Pittsburgh Steeler fan, Pittsburgh Pirate fan, Kenny Smyers out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Kenny, welcome to the show, big dog.
Well, thank you very much, Eric. And I'm sure the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Pittsburgh Pirates appreciate that little boost there, because big game today against Denver. It's a home game too. I know everybody that all the sports enthusiasts around here, but it's a lot of fun. It's a distraction. You know, I played a fancy football thing, and Pirates, bad news. We lost Neil Walker, our second baseman, to the New York Mets. So I'm whining about that, because he was actually a local guy. We knew him. He was a high school star and just nice guy. But now he's going to New York.
Well, I tell you what. I mean, well, that's good. So the Steelers are still on the hunt then. So big game for them. The Falcons, I tell you what, we've gotten so bad that Cleveland won't even have us. So,
Well, I'm mad at you guys too. You follow
so
up every fool I've ever
humbug,
played.
Right? Bah humbug. So, man, Christmas right around the corner. We wish our Control Trends community a very, very happy holidays and Merry Christmas to you. Hope it's great times for everybody. When we look back on the year, one of the things we're really appreciative of is all our viewers and listeners on Control Trends. The Smart Buildings videocast and podcast has been taken off, so we really appreciate all the viewers. So if you like what you see, please don't hesitate to take the link and forward it on to somebody else as the community gets bigger and bigger. So, all right, Kenny. Well, we got a great show this week. We got one of our nominees coming on a little bit later in the show to talk about their company and their people. And that's one of the things we're trying to do, Kenny, is we're trying to get all the nominees on before the voting period ends January 15th, so that our Control Trends community can make a very informed decision. So the voting ballot's right on the right-hand side of the Control Trends website. Just click a button, copy the link, you can forward it out to your network. So, well, cool, buddy. What do we have up first this week? Or anything you want to say before we get started?
No, we'll be covering the post. We're going to go back into an elaborated explanation about the Control Trends Awards, where they're going to be, when they start, because we've got a lot of people traveling, and we finally got some people that knew all about it, but didn't realize where exactly Universal Studios were, how the parking arrangements. So we'll just discuss that a little bit at the end of the show to make everybody feel a little bit more comfortable, because we've got 31 days until the Control Trends Awards, and it's getting more exciting. It's getting busy now, and there's a lot of people traveling from Europe, India. We're gonna have a special presentation from a gentleman from India. There's so much exciting stuff to go on that we better save it for its place in the post, or we'll digress. I'll digress.
Okay. Well, cool. Well, let's get on it then. What was up first this week on Control Trends?
It was a great video that we had. Mike Marston was down in the Maryland area, and he met up with Rick Werner from OME Engineering. And Rick he's been on Control Trends many times. We nicknamed him, or you did, the innovator. And he's just a really knowledgeable guy. He's got tons of experience, practical experience. He knows how things work, and he's an engineer by trade. He's got about six of those little acronym abbreviations for all the certifications he has. So he's like a PhD in HVAC. How do you like that? But he talks about why accepting the low bid price on a job is so expensive. And you got to watch the video. So go to Control Trends, watch the video. But penny wise, pound foolish, old act, cliche. But the truth is that the best intentions of an owner are never manifested through the execution of these contracts, because of the possibility that somebody is going to take an approach that meets the spec intent, but never arrives at the actual spec intention. So is it kind of a playoff between getting away with meeting a spec versus actually fulfilling the requirement of the specification. And Rick does a great job explaining why, if you go with a low bidder in this business, you wind up paying much, much more than if you took a highly qualified higher priced bid, you'd come out in the long run much further ahead.
Well, yeah, and I think, you know, there's a difference between upfront cost and cost of ownership, and Rick does a great job of explaining that. But Kenny, I think that's a trend we're starting to see in the industry in many different domains, okay? I mean, for example, lighting control, you know, we talked to some of the guys like Mike Welch and Bill Duckelberger and people like that. You know, one of the big things now that lighting can be integrated, it needs to be in a different part of the spec. So how do you get somebody that that can take responsibility for all those things? So I think we might be in the process of sort of seeing a reinvention, if you will, or a rethinking of the way things are typically done. And I got to tell you, you know, some of the savvy owners that we've met at places like RealCom, Ibicon really get this. They really realize that, you know, traditionally, you know, your consulting engineer and your contractors, everybody was focused on price. Okay, and part of it maybe was because the technology wasn't all that great anyway back then, and you weren't able to integrate things. So that was probably a really viable strategy, but things have changed now. And you really, I think, want to get guys like Rick or people like that involved, you know, guys like Ted Houck at Heptis Systems. You want to get those guys involved early in the process if you're an owner. You want to bring them on, have them be part of your design team. And again, you know, you can, it's kind of like the old adage, you can pay me now or you can pay me later. So if you get low bid most of the time, because that game is kind of a zero-sum game. It's like if you're out there bidding, you're doing everything you can to get an edge on somebody else and get your product in. That's all you really care about doing. And then it gets handed off to the building owner. And I'm not saying it never works well. I'm just saying with the advent of the new technologies and integration, it doesn't work very well in today's time. So I think it's another trend we're going to see, and be very interested in your comments on that. If you're, you know, an integrator or somebody doing, you know, bidding, or an owner or an engineer, please reach out in comments. Let us know what you think about that.
Well, the thing is, too, is the specification should be an evolving document that improves over time. And part of the problem is that we got people that really and truly have sweet spots, and they protect that judiciously. They will not accept deviations. So what happens is everybody's kind of on their own to go into this kind of a system, make a big enough noise, make a big enough compelling argument, a big enough effort to educate people. And doing that by yourself is some firms are very good at it, and they've actually been very successful. But the majority of the industry, especially the evolving industry, especially like over the emerging the emerging economies like India, and South Africa, and all these newly developed economies, they have a chance to improve on an already good system. If they take to heart some of the important things that guys like Rick Werner are trying to say, and that we're trying to say, is that, hey, let's, if you guys are starting out kind of new, let's evolve and make your specifications better so that it leads to a better building. And like you say, reduces the cost of ownership, because over time, you're going to pay for the shortcuts taken or the minimum requirements being met. You're going to pay for them in the 10th year, 12th year. And the most important thing, I think, is now that we have, you know, Niagara 4, we have different software protocols and frameworks that can oversee and make certain that every single component, if you want it to be smart, can become part of the network, can become part of the aggregate information that can lead to not only just energy savings, but operational savings. And that's where cost of ownership really tells the tale, is over time, how much, you know, things will last 7 years, the warranties will expire, who's doing the, who's watching the watchers, you know, and if you put that into an automated aspect, you know, what's going machine to machine, equipment to controller, and then generating punch lists, you know, and alerts and alarms that make that feasible to keep everything running operationally efficient, maximum efficiency, plus, you know, taking advantage of the cloud stuff now. You know, the ability to analyze that information is becoming a reality. But if you don't right. have the if you don't have the substructure to get it there, then here you go. You build a new building, it's beautiful, and it's an island to itself, and it's going to be
I tell you what, too. I mean, I think we all, Kenny, to a degree, are risk averse. And so, I mean, one of the questions as an owner you might want to ask is, or if a consulting engineer, when was the last time we updated our specifications? I mean, it's a little bit like, I mean, we all got to put it in perspective. Maybe it's a little bit like we all got into computers, right? Can you imagine still using a DOS system in today's time because you didn't upgrade your operating system? And I think a lot of consulting engineers, they're really trying to drive that. They're trying to be safe, right? Some of them, like Donnie Walker, Newcomb and Boyd in Atlanta, are just really innovative engineers. They really are focused on the fact that they have to be on the cutting edge to create value for the owners. And others, you know, you go and you call on them and they go, we're not doing anything with controls because the guy at the end of the office does controls and all he uses is brand X and he's not going to change. And there's, believe it or not, there's still that attitude out there. So if you're an owner, I think one of the questions you want to ask if you're working through a consulting engineer was, when was the last time this specification got updated? And there are a lot of great resources out there that you can just run that spec by a guy like Rick Warner or Ted Houck or, you know, any number of people and get educated on, you know, what's the latest and the greatest. But your spec probably needs to be updated at least every year. It's like you get to a certain age like me and you, Kenny, we got to go to the doctor every year to get a physical, right?
Hey.
No, but well, you're right. Me anyway, you're a young guy, but
you say risk averse. I like that term. But anyhow, like tagging, you know, we're talking about, we have a couple posts coming up here. We're talking about the new ways to ensure that the information, the templates and the tagging, and, you know, so you got Haystack, you got Nagger 4 with the, you know, these new dictionaries of tagging. They have to be in the next spec. They have to be. I mean, if they're not, then it's a tragedy because that's an opportunity for really, really, taking things to the next level in terms of your information efficiency, your value data, as Mike Welch told us last week, you know, there's data all over the place and you can't filter it out unless you really know what you're doing. And then that becomes value data. Value data, then you can differentiate between an intelligent point or a smart device and not, because not everything needs to be on the network. But to get started, you got to take that latest technologies, those latest innovations, and incorporate them into the things that are going to run your building for the next 10, 15, 20 years.
Absolutely, Kenny. All right, Big Dog, what do we have up next?
Well, it's kind of transitioning right to the J2 Innovations. Dive into FinNow for 10% less appreciation sale. And that's just good old-fashioned marketing there. We got a chance to take a good look into the FinStack and the FinMobile 3.0. J2 Innovations is really making a move, and they really are just extremely excited about Fin 3.0. It's the next generation of software suite, including an entirely new application server called the FinStack, combined with custom graphics, the graphic tool Fin Builder, and now the Fin Mobile app. So now you can build an entire customer solution using a unified tool set optimized for efficient workflow. So it's a really nice video.
Well, it's great stuff. Well, it was great stuff. You got that. And then Fin is offering, I talked to Scott Mensch, they are offering a 10% discount to give you a chance to get in and try it. And the way that works is you reach out to your local Fin distributor like Stromquist or DMS Controls or your local guy. If you're not sure who they are, just you can check with us. We'll put you in touch with the right people. And basically, that 10% will be passed on from Jason Briggs and Scott Mensch. They'll pass it on through your distribution source. And so it's a great opportunity, a great way to get in and try it. And like Kenny said, it's a very, very innovative way that to incorporate all these things. And I think the next post, if I'm not mistaken, Kenny, is Rob Allen. I actually have Scott Mensch on 7 minutes of control, and they actually break the whole thing down for you, as only Rob Allen can do in 7 minutes. But this product was so cool, Kenny, that it took him, I think, 11 minutes to do it.
And we didn't harass him like he harasses us. Okay, Rob, so this, you went over bounds. We didn't make a deal of it till now. You got to keep it tight. 7 minutes means 7 minutes. No, I'm kidding. but what's really cool is that, again, it's all about learning stuff. It's all about, you know, hearing something twice, three, four times, because everybody's so busy, they don't get a chance to sit down and examine what's being presented, the value proposition, the feature benefit review. And that's what this 7 minutes in control does with Rob Allen, because they break it down how it uses Haystack tagging to make systems integrators' life easier and reduce labor costs. So again, it's another great video, because again, we're using those things where you don't have to sit there and read the dry paragraph after paragraph where you lose it because it doesn't make sense. But when you see it being presented to you on a, you know, stunning visual presentation, then it has that residual thing, and you want to see it, you want to do it. we want to incorporate it into your next project. So,
well, and I think, Kenny, it gets back to, you know, what we were just talking about a minute ago. And again, thank you to Mike Marston, by the way, for shooting that video with Rick Warner, the AKA the innovator. But it sort of cycles right back into that thing about what we were talking about just a minute ago. You got to update your specs. You got to do that, because having a better system doesn't necessarily mean you're going to pay a lot more for it, because the integrators, the savvy integrators, are taking tools like FIN 3.0 or, you know, DigiLogic or all these technologies, and haystack tagging are allowing them to be much, much more efficient. So again, let's go back to the analogy of, you got a consulting engineer that's really all over, the guy like Donnie Walker at Newcomb & Boyd. He's going to know about Haystack. He's going to be able to engineer in that specification. So whoever's bidding on that is going to incorporate those technologies, which should allow them, it should allow you to get more, a lot more, for a little bit less. But if you got this other guy who's just going, hey, we can't do controls because that guy down at the end of the hall does the controls, and he's worked with Brand X forever, and he's not going to change. Then, you know, if an engineer doesn't incorporate this, then you're not going to get the advantage of these greatest technologies. So the message here is, and I think, is that you can get much better technology. Your cost of ownership can be a lot less, and you might not even have to pay more for it. But I think it starts with, you know, as Marshall Thurber, one of my teachers, used to say, Kenny, nothing's obvious to the uninformed. You got to get informed. So that's what we are endeavor doing, Control Trends. And again, thanks to Rick Warner and Mike Marston for sort of setting this whole.
You're absolutely right, Eric, about the it doesn't necessarily have to cost more. And some of the reasons are the natural forces of competition, that you're not the only person providing the product, therefore supply and demand. You've got other options. And I think it's very important, too, to understand the scalability. Everybody thinks it's beyond, it's too much. You know, you can get, you know, good, better, best. You can get phase one, phase two. You don't have to absorb everything at the same time, or you know, so that you can't afford the equipment because you bought the front end of the software and stuff like that. It's really something that you need to catch up and get current, because 2015, and now we're in 2016, they've really, really reduced, they've got the economies of scale. So some of these costs have gone down considerably, and they've made it more intuitive. It's easier. It used to be pretty tough. You know, there was very few people were very skilled, had the skill sets to be able to do this stuff and deploy, you know, the latest and greatest visualization, the greatest you know, energy dashboards and stuff. That was kind of like a niche thing. Now, because they've incorporated into so much of the software, like Niagara and J2 Innovations, they have it all in the package. So you're not getting additional modules. And the guys from DG Lux, they've made it asset, the new asset assist. You know what they've got there is so. It used to be a hard, high hill to climb. Now it's kind of they've reduced the height and they've reduced the cost. So the learning curve's not as high and the costs aren't as great. Try it.
Try it. You like it. Try it.
Yeah, Mikey like says it. You like it. You like it. But, you know, I don't want to go overboard with it. It's just I'm impressed because, again, we get to see this stuff because we get to hear the people explain it. And it's like an advantaged position because now you know how things work. You know what they really do cost. And so we want to break the bubbles, you know, so that some of the barriers, what does Jim Young say? What does Ken St. Clair say? Act, do it now. What's Tree Sullivan say? What's holding you back? What are the preventive, you know, the barriers of people, the adoption rate being so slow? And I think it's a perception. I think it's, you know, they think it's just beyond their reach. They don't realize that they too can share. Building owner, systems integrator can share in the technologies now that were probably a little bit harder. Even last year, they were harder to access. You know, you had to have your own start. Now you can share technology.
Right. I think that's part of it, Kenny. And I think the other part of it is there's so many options now. Ken Sinclair talked about it at CoreTech. They were talking about that. There's so many options now that it's almost, I don't know about you, but if I mentioned this on the show before, if I get more than two or three choices, I can't make one. So I think getting clarity and having people that can sort of walk you through that, but that's not an excuse not to explore the technology because I think the other thing you said, Kenny, you can phase into it, but the most important thing is you got to get the underpinning platform right up front. That's where like a Niagara 4 comes in and making sure you have the open NIC statement so that you can bring different vendor stuff in. It's we're making sure that you've got haystack tagging enabled in the controllers you select. That's in making sure that you have multiple people that can work on your system. All things we've talked about on Control Trends. So you got your basics, three or four things, but if you get the structure right, i.e. the right platform in, then you can build on it, and then you can take advantage of things like haystack tags for years and years to come. So that's the key piece there. All right. Well, hey, Kenny, speaking of nothing being obvious to the uninformed, we got a new segment on Control Talk Now, the Smart Buildings video cast and podcast, where our Ken Smyers is going to create has created something called Ken's Calendar. So he calls through all the events that he's aware of that are coming up, encapsulates them down for you so you can listen to Ken here for a few minutes and know what's coming up and what you might want to sign up for. So without further ado, our inaugural episode, our inaugural segment of Ken's Calendar.
It's time for Ken's Calendar. Get all the information you need on upcoming events, including training classes, webinars, and conferences. All the event news you need right here, right now. Take it away, Ken.
All right, Eric. Well, I'll tell you what, I hope I can live up to that opportunity to share with information that we have available. But it's a kind of a slim pickings in the January, February, March timeframe. We have a grid modernization forum happening at the Chicago Conference Center, January 19th through the 20th. And for all the people in OpenADR and Smart Grid Initiative Panel, all those folks are going to be there. That's all the smart people that are working from the very top to the very bottom to make sure that we are getting much more out of our energy utilization. So the Smart Grid people. Next up, we actually have our show coming up, the Control Trends Awards, January 24th at the Hard Rock Cafe in Orlando. Right after that, we have the AHR Expo at the Orlando Conference Center from the 25th through the 27th. In February, we see some training coming up in the New York City area with EZIO. Mike Marston's going to be up there, and he's going to be doing two types of training. So come to the Control Trends and get the update on it. And then we go into March, and the biggest thing happening in March is March 22nd through the 24th. The National Facility Management, NFMT, is going to be in full flare. Let me see where that's at. I had that teed up and lost it.
Hate it when that happens. Hey, Kenny, Kenny, while you're looking for that, also Mike Marston, we're looking at doing maybe an advanced EZIO training in Orlando, right in conjunction with AHR. So if you're in AHR, you can come over to the Stromquist training facility and enjoy a day of advanced EZIO training. So if you're interested in that, please reach out at controltrends@gmail.com. Just drop us an email, let us know you're interested in it, and we'll see if we can get you a spot in that class. So, what was New York?
No, it's Baltimore, Maryland, March 22nd through the 24th at the Baltimore Convention Center. And it's really impressive. This is another show that's grown in girth. It actually has a lot of training. So they've got May the Force, the FM Force be with you. They're playing off that Star Wars release that you already saw Star Wars, didn't you?
Not yet.
Well, it already came out on Friday, so you got plenty of time. But the important issues facing facility managers today and the future, sustainable economical ways of keeping up with the ever-changing workspace trends. I like the fact that everybody uses trends, and being the Control Trends, we sure like to hear that word. Can't get enough trends. So that's it. That's it. Because, and then you can always visit Ken St. Clair's automatedbuildings.com. Ken has a great news section and events section. Engineered Systems also has one, CABA. A lot of events, but there's just kind of like, it's almost
too many again. So I think what Ken's trying to do on Ken's Calendar is sort of sort through the ones that we think our community would be most interested in. So there you go. The inaugural segment of Ken's Calendar.
All right,
Big Dog, what do we have up next?
What we do, we got a great post here. And it's part A, part B, Contemporary Controls, Learn BACnet Now, Watch the BACnet Video Training Series. It's an 8-part series put together by George Thomas and his team. A little bit about Contemporary Controls. These guys, they do it. They do it all over the world. They're very busy in operations in UK, United Kingdom, Germany, and China. And they have self-manufacturing in the United States and China. But Contemporary Controls is nominated for 4 Control Awards. And it's really impressive because, for a small company, they really put a lot of tools at the disposal of the industry. They do a lot of stuff for the benefit of everybody. They have a free publication, the Network Communications for Buildings. It was a giveaway. It's a 140-page document of just nothing but lessons learned, advice that everybody should have access to. George Thomas insists on open systems, open controllers, and they believe in it, and that's why they've been nominated for four awards. The Building Automation Plant Equipment Control of the Year, the BAS Control 20, the Peripheral Product of the Year, the Routers, Best Technical Support Company, Small Manufacturer, and Control Trends Vendor of the Year, Small Manufacturer. So please visit the website and see Contemporary Controls at Work with an 8-part video series and all you want to know about BACnet.
Well, listen, and George Thomas was inducted into the Control Trends Hall of Fame last year. Just a super, super guy. And like a lot of those super people, Kenny, another principle that my teacher, Marshall Thurber, had was that givers get, especially in the networked economy. And these guys are great. Kirk Clausen, George Thomas, they do a fantastic job. Again, a product that you and I both sell some of. So, again, can endorse those guys. Check them out. The BACnet series is just an example of this. If you really want to get up to speed on BACnet, it's 8 videos that they put together. It'll give you a really good comprehensive understanding of BACnet and its application vis-a-vis the building automation controls world.
And I might as well take that lead right there. It's going to be a big, big night for BACnet at the Control Trends Awards this year. And we have one of the few times where we don't hide and excite people through surprises. We have a nomination for the Hall of Fame this year from Germany. We have a Hans Kranz coming in, and he's bringing with him the story of BACnet. He's one of the father creator or grandfathers. It's going to be the backpack or rat pack night, because all the guys international BACnet's going to be there, and we're very fortunate to have all these opportunities to bring these people into one setting. And it's another exciting aspect of the Control Trends Awards in Orlando is going to be the Hall of Fame recipient Hans Kranz in support with Ken St. Clair and all the other guys, including George Thomas and Michael Newman, that were the creators, the co-creators, and the gelling force that created BACnet. And now BACnet has emerged as probably the most universal number one protocol in our business.
Right, that hasn't. For you young guns out there who might not know who the Rat Pack was, these guys, boy, they just changed the face of coolness, if you will. So Frank Sinatra was known as the chairman of the board, which our BACnet version of that is probably Ken Sinclair, the chairman of the board. And you had Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., and Peter Lawford, who was, I think, related to the Kennedys.
He married into it.
But those guys got more trouble and mischief than the man, the myth, the legend did back in his heyday. So it's going to be exciting stuff, and it's going to be a big net for BACnet, as well as everybody at the awards, Kenny. It's going to be phenomenal.
Eric, it's really, we get excited about identifying the heroes, in our industry, the people that have put that 40-year marker, a bookmark, into an industry, and it's just like reading a good book. As soon as it's done, it's over, it's put on the shelf, bookmarkers reused on another book. Well, we're going to give these guys their day in the sun. We're going to give them that Hollywood moment, and the industry is going to be there with some of the top people in there to recognize, the great work being done. And again, this is the wheel that's turning, because we're eventually going to create more excitement, put more limelight onto the people that really truly make our modern worlds modern, and try to attract, that becomes that magnetic, that the critical mass that draws more people, and more people know what their parents do for a living, more people understand how the industry is vital to modernized, the ease of living that we have. We enjoy it because we're able to move air and water and control things, and it's all done through the manufacturers, the support people, and the products that we're featuring at the Control Trends Awards. So it's all kind of a self-serving, energy force that's going to keep making our industry and helping sustain it by drawing the next generation of folks. And so it's a great opportunity. Yeah. Come.
Very, please. Very cool. Kenny, what do we have up next, big dog?
All right. Our next post, Eric, is going to, it's a prelude to the following interview we have coming here. It's a 2015 Control Trends Awards finalist, Blue Ridge Technology. They're nominated for 6 awards, but we're going to cover all that here right now.
As you know, the Control Trends Awards, the voting is going to end January 15th, and we're endeavoring to get as many of our nominees on Control Trends as we can so that our Control Trends community can make informed decisions about who they're voting for. So tell us a little bit about our nominee today and our guest on the show today.
Love to, Eric. We have with us William Dunkelberger. He's the president of Blue Ridge Technologies out of the greater Atlanta area. Bill's just a very, you know, experienced guy in the industry. He's been through all the rigors from the, you know, ground up, working in the warehouse, learning about the products, being part of the product manufacturing. Guy really, truly knows the nuts and bolts of the industry. So welcome to the show, Bill.
Hey, welcome, Bill. Glad to have you.
Hi, Ken. Hey, Eric.
So glad to have you, Bill. Man, thanks for taking a few minutes to talk with us today. For our viewers out there who might not know, Blue Ridge Technologies and Bill and his company are up for 6 Control Trends Awards. So, Bill, first of all, congratulations on that.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate the endorsement of your listening audience. It's been a great thing. We really enjoy working with you and all of them.
Well, it's fantastic, and I'd be remiss if I didn't mention you guys are platinum sponsors for the Control Trends Awards again. And I tell you what, without enlightened companies like Blue Ridge supporting the Control Trends Awards, they wouldn't happen. So thank you very much for that as well.
Thank you, and thank you for doing what you're doing. Like I said, we're really glad to be affiliated with you.
Bill, tell us a little bit more about Unified Control.
Come at it from a control perspective rather than a building or electrical distribution perspective. And I have someone along with me who can really answer that much better than I can. I'd like to introduce everybody, you two, to the whole Control Trends folks out there, to Dennis Swoboda, our Vice President of Sales and Marketing. Dennis has been in the industry since prior to being born and is really quite knowledgeable about it and can do a good job. Answers. Hey, Dennis, would you come in here for a minute?
Hello, everybody.
Oh, cool. Hey, well, hey, welcome to the show, Dennis.
Welcome to the show, Dennis. Dennis, tell us a little bit more about Blue Ridge Technologies. What makes the Blue Ridge Technology approach to lighting different?
One of the things that we've learned from customers in the marketplace is that lighting control, as it's been traditionally delivered, does not meet the needs for the current building. What happens is it's delivered through the electrical side, and they end up with two completely separate systems. That means two networks, two front ends, and two software packages to maintain. What that means is every time they need to make a change in that building, they're going to two separate systems. Our solution eliminates that by eliminating the totally separate system, bringing it all onto one unified system. It means one network, one front end, and also one point of accountability. So that means anytime anything happens in your building, regardless of whether it's temperature controls or lighting controls, you have one person to call that can come in and fix it. The sustainability of the product line and the fact that they can utilize it on one platform means that not only can they centralize and program everything from one point, but it also means that we can start to take advantage of synergies by sharing information between the systems that were traditionally kept as completely separate.
Dennis, you guys are having huge growth in the marketplace. What do you attribute this success to?
You know, we're really finding that not only end users, but engineers are really seeing the value of moving the lighting controls into the scope of the energy management or the building automation system. Again, it eliminates the extra costs associated with multiple networks and disparate systems. In addition, we're finding, and I'm based out of California, so the new energy code is Title 24. It's really expanding and increasing the complexity of it. So we're adding not only daylight harvesting, but demand response, plug load, and a lot of dimming. And that increases the importance of having a unified system so that it makes it easier to control and to maintain throughout the life cycle of the building.
Okay, Dennis, one of the questions I've been waiting to ask is that Blue Ridge Technologies has been nominated for Energy Saving Solutions of the Year. That's a big, you know, it's a big, big important category. What does, how much money can a Blue Ridge Technology installation save?
You know, through the different control strategies that we can utilize with our products, you can actually cut down around 80% of the lighting usage in a building. In addition, you can actually get a little bit more savings because of the synergies by sharing information back and forth. Lighting and the HVAC side can work together to make sure that each room is maximized as far as its efficiency for not only the temperature, but the light level, and most importantly, for the comfort of the occupant in that area.
This is that you leverage. You don't, as Dennis mentioned, there's not two networks. So there's not two sets of cable, two sets of installation there. Since it shares a front end, then your training's cut in half because the end user ends up using a familiar tool that they can leverage and they know and they like, and they're getting it from, they're buying it from people they know and trust.
Okay, Bill, so you nominated as an executive of the year, and that's an incredibly challenging position. And I know you've got a great background with Carrier, ALC, MCON, USA. And I know that you went to the University of Pennsylvania Wharton School, which is an incredibly, it's a premier school. What is your leadership philosophy?
Thanks, Ken. It was a great, it's a great honor to be nominated as Small Manufacturer Executive of the Year. Great companies require great customers, and it requires great people that are committed to the customer and committed to each other. And I think rather than me tell you about what a great a team I have, I think you can learn for yourself by meeting one of our newest members. His name's Rocky Moore, and he heads up business development for us. He also has a fresh perspective coming from the building automation side. Rocky?
Welcome to the show, Rocky.
Welcome to the show, Rocky. Go Steelers.
Well, thank you. You know, one of the things that was really important to me when I first started looking at this position, was talking to Dennis and Bill and started looking at the product line, is I immediately realized that there was this complete customer-centric focus, a real market focus. I mean, coming from an HVAC manufacturing side of things, where I deal with a lot of integrators, I was doing regional sales and business development, I saw a lot of things from the product development side where customers would have a specific need, but sometimes those needs would be sort of overlooked by the technological direction the company was trying to take. And as I was exploring the solutions, what I really found out was Blue Ridge has been paying attention, significant attention, to the way their products are developed to make their customers' lives easier, to make the market actually get something that they can use and actually reduce cost, save energy, and lower install time. And all those things are very important to a contractor. Something that I saw from the product side was products that are being developed to have a similar footprint to legacy products. That is something I've seen in the HVAC side that's very rare because everyone's trying to shrink things or do things differently, but they're ignoring certain aspects of the install. You want to go into a panel, you want to be able to get in and get out of there and lower your install cost so you can be competitive on the job. And those things are very important, and we would just pay significant attention to those things. Something as small as having a Bluetooth chip on a controller so that you can wirelessly get on your backend network is a huge deal to technicians who are trying to get up in the ceiling panel or mess with something. I mean, how often have we seen a contractor sit on a bucket in a mechanical room, his computer, trying to get something done, wire up to things and get direct links into things? And we are really paying attention to those specific little things that are very big things to the contractor.
Rocky, talk to me a little bit about how your approach actually does save integrators money on time and installation.
Exactly. I mean, it has a lot to do with the integrators. I mean, at the end of the day, what this comes down to is cost and energy savings. So what you want, what someone wants when they're in a retrofit situation, for example, you go in and you see there's actually a panel there, some of the relays maybe have been jumped, or maybe the solution isn't working the way the customer wants. Well, now you have a solution like Blue Ridge Technologies that you want to replace there, but oftentimes in different scenarios, a company may not have the product set up correctly so that you could do a quick change out. What we've done is set it up so that you can either keep the relays, or actually you can change the whole entire interior of the panel out without needing to change the panel. What this effectively does is lower the cost significantly because you're not spending a lot of time with a contractor down there trying to replace little things and change things to fit the new model. The mold is just the same. So we're looking at panel changeouts on retrofit scenarios that are 15 to 30 minutes per panel. It's quick, it's efficient, it's easy, and it's very cost effective.
Bill's up for Executive of the Year, plus the PID award, which is passion, integrity, and dedication. Impresses me as being a pretty passionate guy and dedicated guy. What can you say about Bill?
He does what he says he's going to do. I mean, flat out, that's one of the things when we were always in the whole interview process looking to come on board, and I was pretty amazed by what was going on with the product and the market focus. You know, obviously, that can be all good, but when you're going to get into a company, it's the people, really. It's the culture that really is the 80% when you're getting to a company. And that's someone who said, I'm going to do this, and he meant it. And when he said it, you knew it was going to get done. And that is the culture of the company.
Bill, you guys are nominated for Best Technical Support small manufacturer, as well as your Nick Bear is up for best technical support person, small manufacturer. Speak a bit, if you will, about your and Blue Ridge's philosophy on technical support.
It's first. It has to be first because they're out there on the firing line. They are Blue Ridge Technologies. And that's what we look at our job as being, is enabling them. And without good tools and good people to stand behind it, especially after regular business hours and on weekends and on holidays.
Wow. So you mean that we can get hold of you 24/7? I hadn't had to do that yet, but that's great to know.
We all carry iPhones. Those iPhones ring and work 24/7, 365 days a year for our partners.
Okay, Bill, now's the chance to brag about some of your people. Nick Bear has been nominated for the best technical support from a small manufacturer. What can you tell us about Nick?
Nick's very smart, a very aggressive, and a very hardworking young person, and I feel very privileged to have him on the team and to have him to select this as his career. Nick came to us through our intern program, and it wasn't like he was looking to get into this business. You know, a lot of folks, they don't wake up in the morning wanting to be a controls guy. I think very highly of Nick. I'm very proud that he's on the team. I think he represents us well, and I've got him right here. How about you talk to him a little bit? Hey, Nick.
Oh, hey, well, welcome, Nick. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show, Nick.
Well, thank you for having me, guys.
Glad to have you on the show. Well, we get to speak personally for Nick because, you know, Stromquist & Company, he's our tech support guy, so our folks love him. So we think you do a fantastic job. So, Nick, what's it like doing tech support at Blue Ridge Technologies?
Well, if I'm being honest, it's not always easy, but it is always satisfying. So it's something that we take great pride in, supporting our customers, meeting their needs, and like Bill and Dennis Meraki have all touched on, making you successful companies. And where that's really, the rubber meets the road is in the support department. So you've bought the product, you're on site, what do I do with it? That's where we really shine.
One of the things we're trying to do at Control Trends, Nick, is we know you're what we would consider a young gun. You're a younger guy. And one of the things we're trying to do with Control Trends is trying to do, along with Ken Sinclair and others, is attract younger people into our industry. Why would they want to come into our industry? What advice would you give them about our industry, and why would this possibly be a great career for them?
I think you have to be very excited and willing to accept challenges. Technical support, you often don't get calls saying, your product's great, and I just love doing business with you guys. It's always, I'm on site, I have this problem, I need it fixed yesterday, what can you do for me? And you have to have a special kind of personality to respond in that situation, and not just respond, but enjoy it. So you have to be someone that's willing to work hard, to face challenges, and to love doing it.
Very, very cool. There you have it. Nick Bear, nominated for Best Technical Support, Small Manufacturer. Thanks a lot, Nick. Good luck.
Thanks, Nick.
See you in Orlando.
See you in Florida.
All right. All right. Finally, Bill, inquiring minds want to know. We have the first annual Systems Integrator of the Year Award. And inquiring minds want to know, who are you pulling for? Who are you going to vote for?
Well, there can only be one for us, and that's ATS Seattle. Go, well, ATS Seattle.
Now, why ATS Seattle?
Because they're a great group of people that feel about their customers the way we do, and they do a heck of a job.
Well, there you have it. That's a great endorsement. We hope you get those people on the show. They're out of Seattle, a big Allerton dealer, we understand, and do a fantastic job. So we hope we'll get them on the show before the voting ends.
All right, Bill, the wrap-up question, the million-dollar question is, how do our Control Trends community members get a hold of Blue Ridge Technology?
Time to get introduced to us and take a look at what we have and get the requisite numbers and contacts. Go to the website, brtint.com.
Perfect. There you go, Bill Duckelberger from Blue Ridge Technologies. Bill, thanks a lot, buddy. Kenny, tell us about our next post, big dog.
Eric, it's the efforts of a year are coming to fruition. We are going to review for the people that may have not heard or know exactly about the nuts and bolts about the Control Trends Awards. Again, the Control Trends Awards are going to be held January 24th at Orlando's Hard Rock Live or Hard Rock Cafe. It's called Hard Rock Live because it's a facility that has live performances. It can hold, I believe, 4,000 to 5,000 people. We saw some major named talent down there and got a chance to walk through the place. It's a hallowed grounds for people that like music. It's going to be held from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. And it's January 24th at the Sunday evening prior to the start of the AHR Expo. The logistics are going to be that you cannot drive directly to the facility, so you'll park at this gigantic parking facility at the doorstep to Universal Studios. So if you were going to attend the Universal Studios, if you have time in Florida and you do that and you have a plan, and I highly recommend it. It's an extraordinary theme park. They have that new Harry Potter ride that I got to get on as soon as possible. No, I'm just kidding. But you walk through it, and then you're going to be able to see the Control Trends Awards on the marquee, and you'll know exactly where to go, because this is the funnel to go to the Universal Studio parks. And so we have a special opportunity to visit what is a replicate of number 71 Dakota Suite, which was John Lennon and Yoko Ono's suite in Central Park, New York, next to Central Park. And of course, it's tragic ends, but the way things work in the world is this fourth floor room is a replicate of John Lennon's suite at the Dakota Suites or apartments in New York City. And it has the memorabilia that are just, it's scary how loud it is and cool it is, because it's a museum. On the walls, you'll see, you know, some of the Beatle memorabilia. You'll see John Lennon's personal drawings. You'll see a piano that's signed by everybody in the music business that played the piano and visited the Hard Rock Live, signed one of the keys. And this is just a prior event that the platinum sponsors and the VIPs will have a chance to see before the show starts. So it's going to be from 6:30 to 9:30. We will probably be able to facilitate early arrival for the VIPs and the platinum sponsors. You'll get more information here in next week or two. But it's going to be that's going to be the start of the show. So
that's fantastic. So Kenny, they don't have to buy a ticket to Universal Studios, because it's right outside, right? So
correct. Yeah. If you were going to Universal Studios, you'd pass through it, but actually you're going to come into the Hard Rock Cafe is the actual, that's the marketing side of it. That's where you can buy your shirts and your souvenirs. But we're next to it. We're at the Hard Rock Live, which will have its own entrance. There will be a VIP red carpet area that will be highly visible. There'll be a folks to help you know exactly where to go. In other words, I don't see, no one's going to have trouble. No one's going to get lost. If you can get to the Universal Studio parking lots, and it's very well signed, and then use your GPS and whatever, but you're going to have to find parking there, and then you'll walk by foot from the parking facility to the entrance to Hard Rock Live. And you'll see
a beautiful, warm day in Florida in January, where it's snowing on the rest of the world. So it's going to be great. Well, Kenny, speaking of that, we have one more platinum sponsorship left, and because the event is really filling up, I think this is going to be a huge event. So we got one more platinum sponsor. We got a couple of golds, a couple of silvers, but we did have platinum come on this week, Dwyer Instruments. So I had a chance to catch up with Eric Fritsch from Dwyer a little bit earlier in the week, and we're going to play that video here right now.
Hi, Eric Stromquist here with ControlTrends.com, where we interview some of the great minds and great people in the controls industry. Today I'm with Eric Fritsch from Dwyer Instruments. Eric, thanks for taking a few minutes to speak with us, man.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so cool stuff. So first of all, right out of the bat, thank you very, very much. Dwyer has come on as a sponsor for the 2015 Control Trends Awards, and we really, really appreciate it.
No, and thank you to everybody that voted for Dwyer for Peripheral Vendor of the Year.
Well, it's good stuff. So, you know, a lot of people maybe don't know all what you guys do. Mm-hmm. Tell them about all the different type of products you guys handle and some of the things you're up to.
Oh, great. Dwyer is a key manufacturer of sensors and instrumentation in the HVAC and building automation market segments. We've been in business for a while now, almost 100 years. Company is located, headquartered in Michigan City, Indiana, with manufacturing facilities throughout the states, and we have remote offices globally.
So you guys are all the globe, so all our friends in India and China and Latin America and all those great places, you can pick your Dwyer products up there. So
that's right.
So you truly are a global company.
Definitely.
But products manufactured in the U.S.
Yes.
Very, very, very cool. So, well, you guys are playing real big now in the BAS segment, which probably explains how you guys got nominated. So what are some of your product offerings that you have for building automation controls integrators and users?
Some of our core products would be things like relative humidity, transmitters, temperature sensors, pressure switches, transmitters, gauges, and just basically anything that will go in the room, in a duct, in a chiller boiler loop. Basically, a catalog full. There's a lot of different products, extensive product offering for sure.
If you, a customer out there has not dealt with Dwyer, mm-hmm. what can they expect from the Dwyer experience?
First thing is going to be the product. Definitely very innovative manufacturer, key products in building automation and HVAC. Second would be service. Service through key distributors such as yourself with StrongQuest and company. Third would be quality.
You know, for example, you know, you guys did a presentation for us earlier, and I was kind of amazed that you guys actually make your own CO2 sensors, which is pretty amazing. So you guys are able to, I guess, control the quality of that, number one, but number two, the supply, right? And
maybe and the cost, definitely.
So other than price competitive.
Definitely. We have a great procurement team, sourcing product all over the place, but we obviously manufacture a lot of our raw components as well. That's helps us control a lot of the cost over other competitors.
Really, really cool. Talking with Eric Fritz from Dwyer Estimates, how do people find out more about your product?
Definitely visit our website, www.dwyer-inst.com. Go there, you can search all the different products, all the different segments, look at key videos on product training, demos, application notes, different tutorials that are relative in today's market.
Very, very cool. And of course, you can go to the 2015 Control Trends Awards where all the superstars are going to be, including Eric and Team Dwyer. So again, Eric, thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Thanks.
So Kenny, I mean, Dwyer's been around forever, man. It seems like they, you know, they've got some great products. They do, as Eric said, they do a whole bunch of different divisions. So it's kind of exciting that they're going to be at the Control Trends Awards. They were nominated for Best Peripheral Vendor of the Year. So we wish them well. If you're interested in a sponsorship, and bottom line, I think this is going to be a sold out show, Kenny. We should have some tickets we're going to be selling. I think they're going to go for like $300 a piece, $350. So there'll be some single seats available, I think. But in terms of the sponsorship, the Platinums have the most tickets. Gold, Silver have less tickets. So if you're interested in getting in, then if you're a nominee, you get one ticket. But if you're interested in getting in, it's a plated dinner, all you can drink. It is going to be the place to be Sunday night in Orlando. So please reach out to either me or Kenny. You can go to controltrends@gmail.com. We can get you the sponsorship information if you're interested.
Well, Eric, we know more, of course, as we get closer to the show, but we've got some very exciting things, in particular the red carpet area. You know, it's going to be the Hollywood look again, you know, because we have the room. Unlike some of the previous shows where we had a very tight time constraints and geographically and physically limited, we couldn't do more. We had to do less. And so this is a venue where we actually have more room, so much room that we can do different things. And that's why it's going to be just a Hollywood moment. In other words, we're taking the, like you say, the generosity of the sponsors, but we've taken that and we're putting together a show that's going to be one of a kind and just remarkable. We have people coming from all over the world to participate now. So we just have a much larger crowd and a much greater marketing collateral is going to be generated. You know, the visibility here is going to be just extraordinary. It's the next level.
I don't want to give anything away, Kenny, but if you're like me, you probably always wanted to meet Catwoman or Wonder Woman. I mean, that's probably on your bucket list, isn't it? I mean, at least back in the day. I mean, you used to watch Batman and, you know.
I sure did.
And did Catwoman's utility belt and all that stuff. So, I'm just saying, you might have the opportunity if that's on your bucket list to sort of fulfill that. So we're not going to give anything else away, but it's going to be a place you're going to want to be. And so we'll just leave it at that, Kenny. I mean, it's going to be a great show. And again, thanks to all of our sponsors already. We do have a couple of sponsorship spots left, but they, I think, are going to go pretty quickly. So let us know about that. And I think with that, Kenny, we need to wrap it up. Special thanks to Bill Duckelberger, Eric Fritch, and our Control Trends community. You guys have a very, very Merry Christmas and Happy Holiday. And we will catch up with you next week on Control Talk Now, the Smart Buildings video cast and podcast. And remember, stay in control.
Indeed, Eric.
Indeed.